Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour on a Tuesday. Lots to get to. Early AMA in 25 minutes. Please send your questions at TBM929, at RandyMack81, at Wendy Radio, or at Brian_Gebhardt. Or on the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text line at 404-741-0929. Again, early AMA at 1:20, because Dante Fowler is going to join us at 1:40. And Randy, we haven't talked to Dante Fowler since I think it was the day the Falcons signed him in free agency. And he was fun. He was a fun dude to talk to.
Yeah, he was. He brought a lot of energy, man. And again, it's more help for Grady up front. We had talked to Jarvis, who likes to look at men's bodies. That, you know, hopefully he can help tack, you know. I know what he meant.
That's all they can do out there these days. Jarvis sounds like Jarvis needs a binocular sponsorship. They're way up there on that hill. You need binoculars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I know you hear that, Dave, because you want to talk about somebody that's always listening to everything you say. Sean Thompson, of course, because Dave, the head of the market there. Dave always listening.
I got a phone call with Dave later on today.
Oh, word. I ain't getting no phone call with Dave. What y'all talking about?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet. But he asked me if I would be willing to be a part of a phone call. He probably asked me because he knew you would say no.
I know. I mean, that's a possibility. But yeah, still.
That's probably why.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dave, if there's anything you want me to bring up, I would happily bring it up.
You tell Dave that he got my number. I'm tired of getting emails. Do you like that? Do you like this? Yeah, dude. Are they paying? I like it.
They're sending you emails about stuff?
No. I'm just saying in general. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Got an email.
I like stuff. I just gave y'all my Truly's jingle. Truly's, truly, truly, truly the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
That's again. You gonna, nailed it. You nailed
it. You gonna give me some loot to endorse it. I got you.
Yeah. I don't. And again, like I'm not. You're a smart businessman. Like I hope to someday be in the position you are. Financially, so I don't know that I'm the right person to say this to you, but I'm not sure that it's the greatest tactic to like publicly bash them for like 6 months and then ask them to be an endorser. Like maybe that is a great tactic. You would probably be better to know than me, but that just seems like a weird tactic.
And I got a lot of business savvy about me. I do. I act like I'm crazy, but I'm pretty dialed into certain things.
I know you are.
Well, I don't care.
Well, that's the other thing about it. You don't have to care.
Dave, you and Andy enjoy y'all phone call. Mm-hmm.
I would endorse a product called People Named Andy Are Idiots. Like, if they're paying me money every month, I would endorse that product, and I would do it with a smile on my face. Hey, I got some good news for you before we get to what's trending.
What's up?
You ready?
I'm here.
11:33 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday, so 8:33 a.m. Pacific, which is where the tournament is being played. Tiger Woods will tee off at the PGA Championship.
You got me thinking like your mama going to be here Thursday at 11:33 or something like that. You talking about some damn Tiger.
My mom will be here in 10 days. My mom will be here in 10 days.
But the baby going to be here before 10 days.
Maybe not. The baby's not due for 13 days from right now.
Hey, man, Lily coming next week. You know that, right?
Okay, well, here's what we need to do, because we need to get a little closest to the pin going, because I know Wendy's got her prediction, Brian's got her prediction, you think she's coming next week. We should open it up to the listeners and get a little prize involved, maybe.
Lily be here Friday. Lily be here next Friday.
Okay.
Lily be here next Friday. Hold on, dude. Why you got my cash? Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Samson got my money, and I'm like, give my loot, bro. We ain't that close. But
your son. Okay. Dayton Wade, but next Friday.
I'm gonna say next Lily be the boy next Friday at around 11:30. So Willie P, just keep your schedule open, and I think Lily's gonna weigh about 7-8.
Okay, 7 pounds 8 ounces. That's a good guess.
By seven, eight.
That's a really good guess. Your guess is August 14th, 11:30 in the morning. 7 pounds 8 ounces. We'll get that opened up. I don't know, tomorrow or something like that. Yeah. See if people can get it closest to the pin. See if we can't get a prize attached to it as well. Anyway, he's playing with Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy. That's a solid group. The best news is Tiger plays early Thursday, late Friday, gives him a chance to recover between the two rounds. Hopefully he plays late on Saturday and Sunday as well, because that would mean he's in the mix. Let's get to what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
What's trending round two, brought to you by Boomer Naturals three-layer face cover. Let's hear from Alex Anthopoulos from earlier today.
It's hard to make trades at any time of the year. It's always hard to line up on a deal. You know, then you have all the layers of everything that we're dealing with now makes it that much more complicated. So, now, from sitting here today, the likelihood is that we're going to continue to stay internal, but at the same time, we'll continue to inquire and see if we can line up on some type of deal.
Again, Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos, that was at 11:30 this morning when he met with the media, felt compelled to meet with the media, and I think rightfully so, after Mike Soroka ruptures his Achilles tendon last night and is out for the season. And the big question is, what are you going to do? how are you going to fix it? And he says it was already hard to make trades in a normal season. Yeah. It was already hard to try to make a trade this season. And now teams know that your ace is down. It's going to be tough. And maybe they wait a little bit, but it sounds like right now, at least for the next couple times through the rotation, whoever is here, and whether it's Josh Tomlin or somebody who's been in Gwinnett, whatever, it's going to be somebody who the Braves already have on their roster, and that's going to be the deal for the time being.
Yeah, it says that I just recalled from Gwinnett, Chad Sabaka. And I'm not even going to say this young man's name because I might birth butcher it. Huskar Yanoa?
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Close enough. I said it right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think. I don't know. Better as good or better than I could do. Huskar Yanoa. He's been up a little bit here and there.
Okay. So, I mean.
Yeah, bullpen guys.
You are reliant on what you got right now. That is the one thing right now is that talking about a spades hand, you lost your big joker. Now you walk around with some low spades, and you got to find a way to make it work out and all those things. And so the Braves, show us why you wouldn't give up these guys. Show us why you thought these guys were so valuable to your team and to your future, because the future is now. The future is now. Mm-hmm. The options are there. It's four damn spots in the rotation, Andy. Bo.
Let me ask it to you, because you're right. There are. There was three already, but at least you have two guys that you trusted.
Right.
And Soroka getting hurt is terrible. Now there's four. What do you realistically think of the Braves now, though? Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you. This damages their chances. But I still think they're going to the playoffs. I still think the Braves are a playoff team. And part of that is because eight teams from the National League go to the playoffs. I mean, I think with the offensive firepower that they have, with the defense that they play, and with the bullpen that they have, I think the Braves can still make it work. I don't think that they're going to – maybe now the NL East is not winnable, or certainly a lot harder to win. But I still think the Braves make the playoffs this year.
I mean, I do too, maybe because the field was expanded and all those things.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't want to think because the field is expanded, they're going to win. That's why they're going to playoffs, man. I mean, they got to get these guys stepping up. And, you know, nephew Ronnie, he didn't play back yesterday. It seemed like he's finding his groove as far as his swing. But, Andy, you're down four pitches. Four.
Freddie Freeman summed it up perfectly last night.
He was just about to take – he was unbelievable last year. He had 2-6 as a rookie, and – he was off to an incredible start again. So I don't know. It's just, it really just, it just sucks. There's nothing else. There's no sugarcoating this night.
Yeah, that's right. It did. It sucked. And to watch a young guy like that go down in a fluky way to, like, there's no good way to get injured, obviously, but, like, I don't know, a 22-year-old rupturing his Achilles tendon going to cover first base is pretty weird. Like, it doesn't happen that often in baseball. I mean, I don't know, trying to find silver linings or whatever. I guess
there
the good news is
they're
he's
really
young.
They're a hard none, really.
He's young.
Yeah, he's young, yeah.
And it wasn't an elbow or shoulder injury, so as a pitcher, you know, maybe it's easier to recover from. I don't know. It is his right leg, though, and he's a right-handed pitcher, so that's where he gets all of his power from. You just now pray that he recovers quickly and right, and he's able to get back and be really good, and it doesn't, you know, doesn't become a huge detriment to his career, because we're talking about a guy that we were going to count on for a really long time. It's his 23rd birthday today. We were counting on Soroka for the next decade, and I think he still can. He still can, as long as he recovers correctly, but it really sucks. We're going to talk to Dante Fowler coming up.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Dante Fowler coming up at 1:40. We talked to Grady Jarrett yesterday. Here's Grady talking about what they're actually able to do now that training camp is underway.
Just a different moment in time, the way we got to go about our day, get prepared for the day, and just, you know, certain precautions that we got to take that we hadn't taken in the past. It's just, you know, it's just totally different. But, I mean, that's the world we live in now. So, and you just got to, you know, adjust. And the people who adjust better is going to be able to perform best. So, you know, at this point, it is what it is. Everybody happy to be back in training camp and be around each other. So, we're happy to have this opportunity to go just go out here and do what we love to do.
Again, Dante Fowler coming up today at 1:40 as day two of on-field training will be done for the Atlanta Falcons. I wanted to ask you this yesterday, Randy, because Grady said that, and I've heard you say this, and other coaches say it as well. Like, your ability to be adjustable and adaptable and roll with the punches in this situation is really going to be key. And the coaches that do that best and the players that do that best are going to be able to handle it. I think that's true in, like, everything in life. But we also know that athletes are creatures of habit. You love to get into the routine. And if you've been in the league for a while, you have a really specific routine about what your season is like.
Right.
Did you play with guys that might have been, like, good players that wouldn't have been able to deal with this? Like, that this really would have thrown them for a loop not having their normal routine would have thrown them off? Because I think you would have been fine. You're like the most adaptable person in the world.
Yeah,
not everybody's like that.
The thing with it is, Andy, I would think that a lot of us would have been fine. I'm just talking about the teammates that I've had. I never had bougie teammates where they couldn't, you know, to a point where they lived a bougie lifestyle, but once it came to the football field, they were cool. You know, they were adjustable. I think they were comfortable from they acted like they were where they were from. Like, I had teammates that Andy were from some of the hoodest cities in America. And I got to the league, and I got money, and I got bougie. Like, man, you don't get out of here. Man, you from Philadelphia talking about some, I don't eat chicken with bones in it. Man, I'm punching your damn mouth. Game, banging in Little Rock. Go over there and get your damn chicken breast with some Parmesan and some damn sweet low on it. You know, I mean, dude, that kind of bouginess makes me mad. Because I know where you're from, bro. And now you done got to the league and got a little money. Now you talking about, I don't eat chicken with bones. Let me take you over there somewhere.
That's a bougie move? Boneless chicken is a bougie move?
No. That's not what I said. I don't eat boneless chicken. I don't eat chickens with bones in it. That means that you ate chicken with bones in it, but because you got some money at it, you can afford some patties, then you ain't got to eat that thigh over there. You know what I'm saying? No, don't get bougie on me. But that's
trying to say you're too good for chicken wings. That's what people are trying to say.
You know what I'm saying? Don't ever say. He the one that ordered the damn boneless wings when we go out. We used to go to Hooters for like when the fellas would go out for the night and we go to Hooters and get wings. Oh, he got the boneless wing. Yeah, that's him. Straight from Philly now. Straight from Philly. Been to his neighborhood for his camp. Good brother, though. Don't get me wrong. Good brother. And then this cool. Ooh, man, this fool is eating. I'm like, you know what? I can't wait till we go home and I'm going to tell your mama what you eating.
It's still, I can tell, like, this is a long time ago. This still
affects me.
You feel a certain way about this. Like, you might text him about it this afternoon, just that you remembered that he ordered boneless wings.
I might do that.
You might text him right now. We're 10 minutes away from an AMA. Get your questions in. Early AMA, because Dante.
But no, the thing, I say this all the time, because it's true. And I think that's one of the one things, when you're playing, it mainly addresses the offseason, but when you're retired and your season comes around, we are such a itinerary light. Like, that's our life.
Yeah.
In the fall. Our itinerary is bam, 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 bam. For 6 months, you know exactly what you're going to do and when you do it all the time. And then off season, it goes away. But when you retire and you're used to waking up at 6 o'clock, now I'm like, I'm up now. Like, okay, I'm not going to practice. What would I do right now? I'm up. I would get, take a shower, brush my teeth, get in the car, go work out, go to meetings, all that. Well, when that's out of the way, you got to find a new agenda. But that's the one thing about these players, like Grady said, you have got to adjust, because you can't sit there and say this, Andy. Man, well, I remember, on Wednesday, we should do this at this time. No, you can't do it no more. Not in these times right now. In the NFL, you got to adjust to what they want you to do.
Derek Jeter spoke yesterday about maybe cutting his players a break.
We continue to hear and read about rumors about our players' actions in Atlanta, and we need to stop that. Right? Our team and our players deserve better than that. As I mentioned, these guys are sick. Our guys were not running all around town after our game in Atlanta. So I need to ask that stop. They don't deserve that.
You going to stop talking about the Marlins like that?
Yeah, me either. I mean, the Marlins are an irrelevant franchise in baseball. Absolutely. I don't want them to get sick. Don't get me wrong. I don't want them to get sick. But the Marlins are irrelevant. They are.
Of course. Yeah, they're completely irrelevant. But also, like, leadership has something to do with the way that players behave, too. Look, I know they're grown men. They gotta act the way they're supposed to act. Like, Don Mattingly, Derek Jeter. Maybe set a little bit of a better tone. I don't know. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic early, get your questions in. Dante Fowler going to join us at 1:40. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're in the huddle, and Ricky Williams is in the huddle. And I never forget we broke that huddle, and Dave Wannstedt lost his damn mind. If you don't get Ricky out, went in there and literally grabbed Ricky out and put my man Travis Miner in there. Junior comes downhill and just splits Travis' wig.
Oof.
Pow! Like, yeah. Well, damn. You ain't. It's certain people that you ain't tackling in football in practice, and yeah. But they got to figure out some way to get a lot more contact. I think it was 14 padded practices they're gonna have, but there's no back to back, no 2-a-days or whatever. So you just got to find a way to get your pads ready.
Let's talk to a guy who's a part of it, who's in this unusual training camp. Joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline is Dante Fowler from the Atlanta Falcons. First and foremost, Dante, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, Always, absolutely.
We talked to Grady yesterday and just about how things are different. And I wonder, you've been through plenty of training camps. Does your body clock know that it's time for football? It's been a weird summer, but you're there now. Like, does your football body clock know that it's time to go?
Yeah, well, once you get into training camp, you're never going to be in, football shape. So, you got to get your body in football shape. But it's up to you to be ready, just to have that energy ready to come in to work and just be able, to be able to go to work, with your brothers and stuff. So, I was super excited. I was tired of just sitting in the house, and quarantining, having curfews and things like that. So I couldn't wait to come out here and just participate and, get in the playbook and get ready to go. But I think everybody's ready to go. Everybody's taking care of their body, doing the right things, doing extra work, getting extra conditioning in just to be ready for when, training camp really starts. And I think strength and conditioning staff, Coach Jess, they're doing a great job of just, building us into it. And, by the time, training camp comes for our first day of practice, we'll be in football shape.
Dante, what were some of your expectations when you were quarantined at home and everything, and now, you get the thing signed, and now you guys can actually be here in Atlanta? Because you signed so long ago, but you still weren't able to come in and go into the Flowery Branch and everything. How has it been since you've been here as far as the new protocols, as far as the social distancing of the lockers and all these different things?
It's definitely different, but what's cool that we have is Mr. Arthur Blank, he has these dorms. So I think those are very useful and very helpful. And, it's just a crazy time that we're living in now. So, we can't use the nice locker rooms that we have, but, we have our own dorms and we have our locker rooms set up in our room. So it's super convenient. The dorms are right there by the field. So all we have to do is just, put our clothes on, put our gear on, and, walk straight up to the field. So it's not that bad.
Dante Fowler joining us from the Falcons as day two of on-field workouts has come to an end. And Dante, we know when we talked to you a few months back, you wanted to be in Atlanta. Like you made a very concerted effort to be here. Dan Quinn being the coach was a part of it. What's it been like the first couple of days actually getting to be around Dan Quinn a little bit?
It's really cool. You know, it's not like how it was at UF, you know, how I was with him all the time. You know, I had meetings with him and things like that. So it's different, but just to be able to sit around him and feel his energy, and, you know that he's right there, it's great. It's everything I asked for, and I'm just happy that I was able to have this opportunity just to be able to show this franchise, you know, the type of pass rusher that they're going to have for a little minute.
Dante, throughout this whole thing, how has it been for you as far as you getting your training in? I'm assuming you were back in Jacksonville before you came back up here. How was that training part going with it, and how did the meetings go also when you're trying to get familiar with your teammates that until recently you just met them?
Well, some of the players I already knew, and, you know, we have one good thing about it, we have virtual meetings still. So we still had an OTA phase. But it's just we couldn't do on-field work because we wasn't with each other, of course, because all the buildings and facilities were shut down. So we was always, you know, in virtual meetings, talking to each other, building the chemistry like that. And, you know, we linked up with each other. It was like, you know, we just hit off from where we left at on the virtual meetings. So it's nothing new. I love my guys. I love my squad on the team. They have a personalities and things like that. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty cool.
Dante Fowler joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And Dante, you haven't been shy about personal expectations, about things you want to accomplish on the field as an Atlanta Falcon. And we're all excited to see what that looks like. The pass rush hasn't been as good the last couple of years as we hoped that it would be. How good can this group be? You, Grady, and the rest of you guys, how good can this pass rush be?
Well, I think we're going to be I think the sky's the limit for us. You know, Grady's coming off a Pro Bowl year. Cat looks in the best shape. I'm pretty sure he feels the best he's ever been since he's been playing football. He looked like he's going to do a lot of dangerous things. A lot of guys, you know, even from Charles Harris, I feel like he has a lot of stuff to prove and things like that. So, you know, we're out here, we're working, we're putting in a lot of good work, and everybody's getting that same mentality that we were going to be one of the top pass rushing teams and one of the top sack leading teams. And, in the NFL. So you got to have that type of mentality, and you got to work to get to where you want to go. So we definitely put in the work. Just on the second day, but I feel like we put in a great 2 days, and we're just going to keep going for that, take it a day at a time.
Dante, we've talked about a lot of times that, you know, growing up in football, since you were probably in college, you live an itinerary lifestyle. How's the itinerary for everything so far? Is it different than what you used to, or some things new to you?
It's pretty different, but, you know, usually when you're in camp, you know, you're always around each other. You're always, having things to do. You're in the facility, down there for 12 hours, 12 to 15 hours.
Right.
But, you know, it's a little different. Everybody has to, you know, have to have their space. Everybody has to, you know, quarantine and things like that. It's a little different. You know, not everybody's in the weight room working out with each other and things like that. It's kind of set up a little different, but, I'd rather everybody play it safe and, you know, do the right protocol, then, you know, the league getting shut down. I want to have a season this year because I know it's going to be a great year for us. And, that'd be shame for the season to go to waste. So, anything that we can do, you know, to get to the season, that's what I'm all about.
Dante, I don't know how much you think about this. The season is still a ways away, but there's a chance that there won't be fans in the stands when you guys are playing. I can't imagine you've played a lot of football games in your life, at least not the last handful of years, in front of an empty stadium. What's that going to be like? How difficult is that going to be to get pumped up to play in front of a potentially empty stadium?
Well, I've been watching the NBA games and things like that, so I see they have virtual fans and, you know, things like that. Probably have some crowd noise or something like that. So, you know, I always try to find the good in some things. I am a crowd pleaser, so I love to pump the crowd up. But, so it'd be weird to just be pumping the crowd up on air. But anything that's going to get me going and get me juiced up, I'm going to do it. So it definitely will be different, but it's okay.
I can't wait to see that, because I can see you, because we love how you play, and you do you dust off the shoes and everything and do the pump up, and there's nobody. I mean, they might turn the volume up on the speakers.
Yeah, when I stream, it'll be a nice little echo throughout the stadium if there's no fans. But I'm hoping there's we're able to have some fans. You know, I feel like we should be able to have fans and things like that, as long as we do it the right way. But if it's not, you just gotta adapt, adjust, and overcome.
Dante, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
you,
brother.
We can't wait to see you guys get out there. Good luck with the rest of training camp, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Dante. All
right, Dante Fowler there from the Atlanta Falcons, one of the newest members of the team. And, I mean, much like the first time we talked to him, Randy, he's fired up, man. He's ready to go.
I'm a crowd pleaser. I like that.
I like to describe myself that way as well.
I'm a crowd pleaser. I like it. His energy is going to be infectious, man. I can't wait to see him play and mix it up with Grady and tackling those boys.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an abbreviated AMA to close the show out. Takeaways of the day as well. You can still get some AMA questions in if you've got them. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA, to wrap things up at its normal time, because Dante Fowler needed to talk to us a little bit earlier, which was great.
I got a question for you. All right, we're going to get this is real quick. The meeting with Dave and the people, was I supposed to be in a meeting?
No.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay, because I was having fun with you meeting with Dave. I didn't say I wanted to meet with Dave. Now y'all got me confused. I'm like, was I supposed to be in the meeting too? And I was just having
No, I think here's what happened. I got invited to the meeting a little bit earlier. I didn't even know about it until, I don't know, noon or something like that.
Okay.
And so then I responded and said, yeah, sure. I would be happy to be a part of it at 4. And then I mentioned it, right? I think I said it on the air.
Yes.
And then you said something that made it sound like you wanted to be a part of the meeting.
No,
maybe you did not explicitly say that.
No,
but you made it sound like
I was,
you wanted to be part of the meeting.
I was having fun with it because, you know, I was like, okay, damn, Dave, can I get a meeting? Me and him, as far as I need loot too, Dave. I want some
loot.
Now
you've got one.
No. I don't want the meeting. I mean, I do want the meeting if there's some real loot involved. But if the meeting is for you to get your loot, I want you to get your loot. I don't want to sit in with you when you try to get your loot.
Okay.
You get it?
That's great.
Yeah. But I'm about you getting your loot.
And I'm about you getting yours. That's all. That's the one of the main goals here is, you know, do a good radio show, be entertaining, have fun, be good partners, don't get fired, and make everybody a whole bunch of money. If we can do that. Here's what you wanted, and Brian nailed it exactly right. This is just like every party and every golf outing and everything else. You wanted to be invited so you could say you didn't want to go. Exactly right. That's what you wanted. You don't want to go. You just wanted to be invited so you could say no.
Okay.
Okay. Just so we're clear. All right. We got some AMA questions. A lot of AMA questions. We'll start here. This is from Will. What 92.9 The Game member, and it could be anybody, would you least want to be neighbors with?
Least want to be neighbors with?
The last person you want to be neighbors with that works at 92.9 The Game.
I don't know. Everybody's pretty cool.
For the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part. There's some people you know, I would have a couple concerns with. Like, I feel like Bo Morgan probably, like, every once in a while gets a little loud and, like, has it going in the background a little bit, you know, like in the backyard. I know you do too, Randy.
Yeah,
I'm really loud in the backyard sometimes.
Yeah, I'm really loud. Yeah.
I mean, John Freaky lives too far away. I don't want to live that far away.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. I can't figure because everybody's so cool, man. Now you said Squid Billy and his music live. Well, I can't get mad at somebody for playing their music live. I play my music loud as hell.
It's true.
Yeah, and it just so happened that I had looked over the fence and my neighbors, and they're so cool. They had like this little gazebo in the back. And I was like, hey, how y'all doing? They were like, hey, I said, is the music too loud? They were like, just a little bit. I was like, oh, my bad. Because it was loud as hell, Andy. I had that thing thumping about 10:30 at night.
I believe it.
Didn't realize it was that loud until I went. I was like, oh, it is pretty loud. But yeah.
I bet Squid Billy keeps a nice yard, though. I bet he keeps his yard up.
He looks like he's a landscaping guy. Yeah.
I think he used to be. I think he used to be.
Oh,
did
he?
He seems like a guy who'd have a lot of pride in his grass.
Probably Abe. Abe, like he type of guy that don't knock.
Yeah. That's the answer, Abe. You don't want to live next to Abe because you're right. He'd just come over all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Asking like, for sugar like, and whatever.
He's like Randy Quaid on Moving with Richard Pryor. Had that little patch of grass to drive that big lawnmower.
Yeah. I don't know how it slipped my mind. Abe is the one you don't want to live next to.
Yeah.
All right. If you were a gallon of ice cream, what flavor would you be?
Come on, man. Triple stack chocolate. And that's how you got to say it on the tub. Chocolate.
I mean, yeah, similar answer for me. I would be like, I'd be like frozen yogurt vanilla. Frozen yogurt vanilla bean. Yeah. That's what I would be. Yeah. Brian and Wendy, what kind of ice cream would you guys be?
I feel like I would be a mixture. I'd be like an Oreo blizzard, but add in some sprinkles.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely would have sprinkles. No doubt.
Yes, like Wendy would. Wendy's some, a sprinkle girl. Yes, she would.
Like
I agree.
Some brightly colored sprinkles on top.
Yes.
No doubt. Brian?
Yes.
I'd probably go chocolate chip cookie dough. That seems like it would fit.
Yeah. Good call. Nice good call. Speaking of all of that, my wife, who, you know, is very pregnant, I mean, she's really getting her money's worth in the last couple of weeks of like.
She going in?
She's at Costco right now and just texting me. It's yeah.
Shh. Don't take that. Say okay, baby.
Oh, I know. That's all it's
okay. Yeah.
We went and did our practice run yesterday to drive to the hospital. So it was fine. It was good.
Okay.
Got there. Didn't crash. But then afterwards, she was like, oh, do you mind if we make a quick stop on the way home? And I was like, yeah, sure. She had ordered four pies. From a company called some kind of buttermilk pie company, whatever. It was delicious. I had a slice of peach pie last night.
Are y'all gonna have one more practice run? Because you got to make it seem like it's you like in live action now, okay? It's like a scrimmage. You got to have her yelling and screaming now in the car.
Driving in Atlanta at 4:30 in the afternoon is live action. Like it was, live
but
out there.
But then you're talking about the distraction, the potential distraction of your wife over there, and you know what I'm saying with the people that can't drive, dog. You got to go get one more live run.
All right, I'll do another live run. I'm good to go. Like I'm telling
like
you,
I'm
calm as I'm cool as a cucumber. I am ready to go, Randy.
Okay,
I'm built for this.
All right,
we'll see what happens when the day comes. All right, let's get the takeaways.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day to wrap the show up. Every single day, we start with Wendy Adams. Wendy.
Both my takeaways involve Randy. One, Randy doesn't like to give people boosts. And the second one is Randy would choose Fulte over Truly.
It's true. Yeah. You said that.
Yeah, I did say that.
Stubborn. What about you, Randy?
Yeah. My takeaway of the day is it is get the loot Andy today. And I said that before I actually knew that I was not actually invited to the meeting, which I really didn't want to be invited. I was just having a lot of fun with Andy and knowing that Dave was listening. Unless it ain't some loot for Randy, I don't want to go.
I learned that Dante Fowler is a crowd pleaser. Even if there's no crowd in the building, Dante Fowler is going to be
a crowd
pleaser.
What was that song? She's a crowd. Wasn't the song with She's a Crowd Pleaser in it?
Yeah, I know that song. Oh, okay. She's a crowd pleaser. Okay. Yeah. Ray Schremer, something like that? I don't know. Anyway, Brian? Yeah.
Vicodin and turkey will get you every single time. Randy doesn't lift up men. In fact, he doesn't like giving anyone a boost.
No, I don't do that look. That little cuff thing with your foot. No, I don't do that.
Oh man, he's also got a softness meter for his credit card. And our guy Jarvis, man, he just likes to look at men's bodies.
Yeah, he does. He said, "You know me. I like looking at men's bodies before they go to training camp." All right, DJ, do you, brother?
It's all in context. If you want to rewind on the radio.com app, it's all out of context on takeaways of the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be Wednesday. Hopefully nothing happens from now until then. We don't need another thing like that. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Talk to you then.
Watch out now!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.